Ryan is with us. It's the annual tradition. It's Christmas with the symphony. Don't use the thing that you used to call it because you'll get sued.
That's
I think
right.
You should put that part in the end of it.
That's a great way to avoid that one. Yeah. Great. Yes, it is that time of year. It's hard to imagine, but here we are for one of the greatest, I think, greatest holiday traditions of Sioux City. It's something that a lot of families have put into their annual celebrations. I know people come home to Siouxland for these concerts. So it's a really great way to sort of get you in the mood and be with family and friends. It's just a lovely, lovely evening together.
There are a lot of holiday events, some of them that happen at the Orpheum.
Right.
And I, without disparaging anyone else's event, how do you separate yours and keep people interested?
Well, I think programming this concert for me is a lot of fun, and I'll admit for a few years it took me a little time to sort of get into our comfortable little corner with it. But I think I'm very proud with how this program sets up, and just the structure of the evening. You know, it's all of the sort of traditional favorites, carols, ancient carols in some cases, but also mixed in sort of more popular, familiar tunes. That we all know and love. And so it's a sort of guessing game. We don't print a program on purpose because I like this concert of more of like a conversation with the audience, just sharing great music and stories and ideas that come to us around this time of year. And I think back, honestly, for me, I think back to how I was when I was young and little kid running around in Ohio and thinking about my Christmas concerts with the Cleveland Orchestra and how those programs were structured. And it was a lot similar to that. And it was great.
Was that with Christophe von Dohnányi back then?
Yeah, back in those days. That's right. Yeah. But he wouldn't conduct those concerts.
Oh.
But a lot of because there was a lot of chorus involved. And we've tried that. Here in Sioux City, we love using choruses, but also that's also part of the mix and match. So some years we'll do that. We had a great choir a few years back. This year is a little different. We're featuring handbells this year, actually.
Oh, okay.
Two really big numbers with three handbell choirs, First Methodist, First Presbyterian, and Grace, who all will be bringing their members. So the stage itself will be obviously set up differently because we have all of these people ringing brass instruments. So that's a great new flavor that we're adding this year.
So how many typically are in a handbell choir?
Well, it all depends on the octaves that you play in. You know, you have, you know, just on a piano, but if you think about a person covering, you know, two, three, sometimes four different bells, it just depends. So the numbers fluctuate, I suppose, between choirs, but I would say we're going to have probably around, I don't know, 50, 60 people on stage ringing bells, which is really exciting. Maybe not that many, maybe more like 40. But it's really great. And that color of handbell choirs and orchestra is a really special treat. And the arrangements that we've selected are really fantastic and feature those elements, bring them to the front. It's really going to be great.
And they'll be from different churches, so they'll probably have different uniforms or robes.
Well, traditionally, yes. I've sort of asked for something different, but you'll have to come to the concert to see what that looks like. But
another
Ryan, different? What? What are you talking about?
This is a hard interview to conduct because you've got so many surprises and there's secrets,
yes.
And you won't tell me
the
answers.
This is my secret concert.
I want answers, Haskins. Come on.
Suddenly feel the spotlight over me. Lean into the light. Right, but I mean, that's the element to this concert that's, for me, so much fun, and I think with the community responding to it also is equally intrigued. I mean, you come, you sit back, and you just have fun. I mean, and there are sing-alongs, so you get to sing with the orchestra. You hear the Mighty Wurlitzer, which plays a big role. We've for many years, had a great relationship with our arranger, Jeremy Haig, out of Sioux Falls, who's done these really spectacular pieces for us, specifically for us, that are sort of becoming a mainstay in our repertoire, in our library, that we're bringing back and bringing in the organ, featuring the organ, And so you're going to hear a lot of different flavors. And yep, there are surprises that they'll exist, and that's pretty much all that I can say about it. There will be surprises. Nothing like the Haunted Orpheum, of course, but hopefully these are great, joyous surprises. But it's just a lot of fun. It's a great week for us to put it together. It's a lot of fun. There are different approaches to these types of concerts on the artistic side. But I really try to go at every corner and fill the space with just a lot of fun and entertainment.
Now, are there any choruses coming in, or can you tell me that?
No, okay. We don't have any vocalists on this concert. Just the audience really are the only people that will be singing. But we're also featuring a great local violinist, North High Senior, Robert Huang, who's won so many different awards and competitions around the area and the region. Super talented kid. I mean, he's a kid. But he'll be playing Winter from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, which is a really nice sort of adjustment there. Again,
that would be the one that works for the holiday.
Yeah, season. Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess you could here in Sioux City. I guess you could do all the seasons, right? For snow, right. You could do autumn or whatever. But so that combined with everything else, and it's just a wonderful way to feature what we've got going on here. Any opportunity that I have, not just in the holiday programs, but anytime that I can feature or bring highlight to what we have as a community here and as a region here is something very exciting for us to do. And we try to always lend our ear to that.
Now, does Mr. Wong play with the symphony or is...
No, he plays in the Youth Symphony, okay. Which we'll hear them in February. On our side-by-side on the February concert. He's an incredible person. His parents have sacrificed as many young musicians or young artists or actually young athletes, you know, people make huge sacrifices, as I'm sure you know, for their little ones, and their parents are no different. You know, he travels to Philadelphia for lessons, violin lessons, and I mean, it's pretty intense, pretty amazing what the audience will experience on Saturday.
Okay, well, terrific. It gets underway at 7:30. Is there a pre-concert this time?
There is a pre-concert with Rick Darrow at the organ that we always love to have.
It's kind of a warm-up.
Yep, a great way to bring the audience in and to have just a nice warm-up into the evening. So, and it's for those people who have not heard the Mighty Wurlitzer and the Orpheum, it's something really special to hear. Very unique. And there are also some other contests surrounding this. There's a Christmas sweater contest with prizes to be won and all of this fun stuff. So for all of that information and those details, they can visit our Facebook page, visit our website for our tickets, or call our office at 712-277-2111.
All right. We've been talking with Ryan Haskins. It's Christmas with the Symphony. The concert proper gets underway at 7:30, and then Rick will take the organ at
6:45.
For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Steve Smith.